سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولوطمه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين، إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوهم من قريتكم، إنهم أناس يتطهرون. وروي أحمد بن عباس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لعن الله من عمل عمل قوم لوط، لعن الله من عمل عمل قوم لوط. وعن عبد الله بن محمد بن عكين أنه سمع جابرا يقول: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أخوف ما أخاف على أمتي عمل قوم لوط. هذا حديث حسن غريب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choice continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, teacher, mentor and our guide, Nabiyya Paak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The events in the past few days had caused me to change my topic for today. I had intended attaining and relating to Hajj and the various lessons. However, the events in the past 1-2 days had caused my mind to speak on something that is currently in our country. LGBTIQA+. Long, eh? Nowadays it was just boy and girl. So simple. That's just boy and girl. That's so much easier, office. When you pick up the phone, somebody gave birth, a girl. Some other questions asked. Now I have to go and find out what all this means. LGBTIQA+. A long word. What does it stand for? It stands for lesbian. And I even feel shy to use these words in the masjid, really. There was another topic that I had, it was an article that I read this week. And I really thought that I should tackle this, you know. But the wordings just, the modesty in me just didn't allow me to speak that language in the masjid. But khair, whatever it is. What does it stand for? It stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, questioning, asexual, etc., etc., etc. Now, these titles stand for two things. Number one, a person's, just excuse my language, I don't like to use these words in the house of Allah, but I am forced to under the current circumstances we find ourselves in. So a person's sexual preference or attraction, or female, female or both, as well as having no sexual attraction to any gender. The modern day term that they use is sexual orientation. The second meaning of this is the gender the person believes they are, male in a female body, a female in a male body, as well as believing that the person that they do not believe in any gender. The modern day for this terminology is called gender identity. Now, respected listeners, a relevant question that I ask myself and I ask you is, why is this such a major challenge for us when it barely existed one generation ago? And in fact, it was unheard 2 or 3 generations ago. My elders are sitting here, they'll tell you. It was something that was unheard. In fact, I recall, there are much more elderly people sitting here than me, myself. I recall when I started my teaching career 30 years ago, we couldn't even use the word gay and lesbian in the class. It was a word that was not even used. I, in fact, once used it, and I was reprimanded for it. I, in fact, used the word and I was reprimanded for it. To that extent, the modesty and the haya in our, even the R word, was never used in our communities. These words never existed a generation or two generations ago. But the reality is, they are existing now. And we must acknowledge that you might be away, you might not be away, but I am away. Let's not sweep it behind the carpet or under the carpet. That there are some individuals who are attracted to the same gender. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And due to that, they have pursued relationship with people of the same gender. I won't go into the details of it. As well as they feel that they have been born in the wrong body and their reproductive organs are in contrary. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. We must then ask ourselves the question that are such feelings normal or natural, or whether such feelings are abnormal and unnatural? Are such feelings inherent and part of our psychology, and have they been engineered and manipulated this way? Answering that question, the last two surahs in the Quran are known as Al-Mu'awwadhatayn. They are called Al-Mu'awwadhatayn, the surahs of protection. These are powerful surahs. And they have a very important message for me and for you. In fact, the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever recites them three times in the morning and three times in the evening, takfika min kulli shay. It will suffice for him in evil. Make it a habit, my friends. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to clasp his hands at night. He used to read Ayatul Kursi and these three surahs thrice, and he used to blow over himself. Read it in the morning, read it in the evening. It will save you from the pathetic evils that are existing out there. And more importantly, I stress this point to my mothers and sisters, that when your child leaves in the morning, going to school, read the surahs and blow over them. Wallah, you'll do the best of favors to your children. You worried whether his maths book is in the bag, you worried whether his lunch is in the bag, whether everything is in order in the bag. Worry about stepping out into a vast community, not knowing what are the challenges that my child is going to be faced with. Read Ayatul Kursi, read Mu'awwadhatayn, and blow over your children when they leave the door of your house. In Surah Falaq, we seek Allah's protection and refuge from certain type of evils. Allah's protection from the evil that He created, from the evil of the night when darkness covers the earth. And yet Allah specifically makes mention of the darkness of the night, because you and I know that the night is specifically mentioned because the night is the most times when the most heinous of sins are perpetrated under the cover of the night. Under the cover of the night, the most heinous of sins are perpetrated. Go down the road and see at night what happens on Glen Eagles Road. Go down the road after 12 on a Friday and Saturday night and go see what happens there. Then we seek Allah's protection from the evil of those who do sihr. You know what is sihr? Black magic, jadu, what we call. And from the evil of those who are jealous. Surah Falaq is vast and encompassing, yet in Surah Nas, We ask protection from one thing and one thing alone. We ask Allah, مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. We say, from the evil whispers of the devil who injects his poison in the heart of mankind. And then Allah makes a profound statement. Allah at the end says, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. These poisonous thoughts will not come exclusively from shaitan and devils. They will come from mankind as well. Allahu Akbar. What an amazing surah. So these poisonous thoughts and these evil thoughts will come from mankind as well. A very famous hadith that we might have heard before, that is narrated by an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitrah, that every child is born upon fitrah. It is the parents who make him a Jew, a Christian, or a fire worshipper. Now, what is the meaning of fitrah? Fitrah means the natural state. A natural state which is one of purity, one of cleanliness, which is by external or internal factors, is left in a natural, uncorrupted and pristine state, then one would surely be guided to the beauty of Islam. It is a natural state that Allah has possible that every child is born by which he or she can distinguish between right and wrong. Friends, no one is born an atheist. A person has to become educated to become an atheist. Similarly, no one is born gay. No one is born lesbian. But we have been manipulated and we have been influenced to believe that this is a lie. Let me explain to you how. Brothers, you listening? This is serious stuff. Juma, glass of water, please. In the 1980s, two pro-sodomy activists by the name of Marshall Kirk and Hunter Mattson, both so-called highly qualified individuals from Harvard University with expertise in psychology, politics, social marketing, and public persuasion tactics. Look at that. Listen to the qualifications they have. These two guys, qualified from Harvard University. What were their qualifications besides politics, besides psychology? Social marketing and public persuasion tactics. They wrote the blueprint for changing the mindset of America. Their work was entitled The Overhauling of Straight America. It was a thesis that was prepared by, that was titled The Overhauling of, look at the word, The Overhauling of Straight America. In this book, they called out a six of how not only to make homosexuality acceptable to the American public, but also to make the public champion the cause of homosexual movements and to demonize anyone who opposed it. Friends, we're living in challenging times, really. Wake up. A six-point plan. Not only how to market homosexuality and lesbianism, but also to champion the cause of it, and to demonize anyone who opposed it. So what was that plan? Talk about gays and gayness as loudly and as often as possible, number one. Number two, portray the gay and the lesbian as victims and not as aggressive challenges. Number three, give the protectors of gays a just cause. Number four, make gays look good. Make the victimizers look bad. And number six, solicit funds to promote this agenda. Holies, solicit funds to promote this agenda. A certain amount of money every company must give towards this cause. You heard about it. I don't have to tell you about it. It's all in the market. It's all in the public forum. What they call it, Pride Month. Gee, Woolworths. A certain percentage of money will go towards this cause to promote it. Further in this cause and in this thesis of theirs, they say where talk is important, the visual media, the film and the television are plainly the most powerful image makers in Western civilization. The average is 6 to 7 hours daily of TV. Those hours open up a gateway into the private world of straits through which a Trojan horse may also pass. So far, gay Hollywood, and not forgetting Bollywood. You know, there was a time in an Indian movie in the 70s and 80s, Allah forgive us, where a girl and a boy were shy to hold hands. They used to run around the trees. Now go see what's happening. Yeah, and the Indian musics, Shah Rukh Khan's, wake up friends. These are the idols we idolize and our youth go mad for. And the IPLs and the EPLs. Hey, my Allah. So they say use Hollywood and use Bollywood as a weapon in the battle to desensitize the mainstream. They further write, we argue for all practical purposes. At the end they say, for all practical purposes, we are gays and lesbians should be considered to have born gay. Even through sexual orientation, for most humans seems to be the product of a complex between innate predispositions and environmental factors during childhood and early adolescence. You can further go and read the whole thesis. Friends, the born gay lie was invented for a calculated purpose. The entertainment industry does not exist merely for entertainment. You are wrong to believe that Netflix just exists to entertain you. No. It's there for a purpose. The media industry does not exist only for giving you news. There are agendas behind these industries. Consider the wordings when promoting this unholy agenda. What words they use? My time is up. What's the time? Consider the words they use. Love. Tolerance, peace, the color of the rainbow, the imagery of unicorns. What, Budanya? The imagery of unicorns. Yeah, you know, it's small. Actually, small man. Buy it for her.
Buy it for her, she's small. It's a unicorn, buy it for her, nothing wrong. It's a rainbow color, she loves rainbow colors. Never mind, buy it for her, mommy. What's wrong with it? You all might have seen in WhatsApp this week, a lady on WhatsApp posted a video to show how they are making clothes of newborn children. Newborn children that wear, what do you call it? I mean, by your grandfather, I mean, what do they call it? Baby growers. Yes, baby growers. They are making baby growers with pride written on it, with the colors of the rainbow. Never mind, she's small, buy it for her. Egg. Then you come to Maulana, make a dua. Too late, my brother. So these are the words they use: love, peace, understanding. Now consider the usage of words that we often see in media associated with Islam. What are the words used? Terrorist, fundamentalist, extremist, radical, harsh, hard. In every prime time show, in every movie, in every, the LGBT and promoted, the effect of this is now in front of us. That is why Malcolm X said, the media is the world's most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power, my friends, because they control the minds of the masses. Time is up, friends. They call this the Pride Month. I'm only proud of my Islam. That's all I'm proud of. I'm proud of my Allah and my Nabi, that He has given me a natural cause. You know, friends, there's going to be a time that is going to come when I'm not going to be allowed to sit on this minbar and talk to you like how I'm talking to you today. Because there is a bill that is going to be passed shortly called the Hate Bill. And anybody sitting here in this congregation doesn't like what I'm saying, they can report me. And they can report my committee to say this is what this man is saying is not correct. So there's a time going to come when I'm going to be sitting on this minbar, I will not be able to speak to you as openly as I'm speaking. There are challenging times coming, my friends. A time that my Nabi had predicted, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had predicted that holding on to your iman will be holding on to charcoal, will be holding on to ember. And he said, Islam began as a stranger, and Islam will return as a stranger. Give clear tidings to the strangers. You will be regarded as a stranger if you do not go with the flow. You will be regarded as a stranger if you do not adopt the LGBTQ agenda. You will be regarded as a stranger, please. Friends, Allah keeps steadfast the countries like Uganda and that have passed bills against these type of, Allah keep them steadfast, and many other countries that are following suit. And may Allah grant us the ability to love and abide to what He loves, and to detest and abandon that what He has prohibited. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.
الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسولنا سكافة بشيرا ونذيرا عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن له إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين يظلم الله قود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله ورواه الترمذي عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من وجدتموه يعمل عمل قوم لوط فاقتلوا الفائل وعن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعن الله من عمل عمل قوم لوط لعن الله من عمل عمل قوم لوط وعن عبد الله بن محمد أنه سمع جابر يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أخوف ما أخاف على أمتي عمل قوم لوط هذا حديث غريب حسن صحيح وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له وهادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقداهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضي الله تعالى عنهم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure ourselves as straight brothers standing shoulder to shoulder heels in line, and every week we have this great opportunity and honor of contributing towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, let us open our hearts and our wallets. Every good deed that takes place in the house of Allah means of great reward, and let us use our money, inshallah, in good causes, making this intention that, oh Allah, I'm using your given wealth in your house. Protect me, protect my family, protect my children, inshallah. Through the barakah of your usage of your wealth in right causes, Allah will protect us and our families, inshallah. So we make a humble effort and a humble appeal for one and all. And inshallah, next week Friday's collection will be specifically for the blanket collection, inshallah. Next week Friday's collection will go towards the winter blanket collection, any form of sadaqah, lillah, or disposing of any interest money, no zakat, please. No zakat, by sadaqah or disposing of interest. That collection will take place next week, Friday, inshallah. Jazakumullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النتف العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب.